This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Resource Center, and this is our monthly Endeavor Hour on BFM 89.9. My name is Majida Hashim. Endeavor is a global organization that selects, mentors, and accelerates high-impact entrepreneurs in 30 countries and 55 cities all around the world. Here to share his journey with us today is Endeavor Entrepreneur Candidate Jonathan Oh from SupplyCart. SupplyCart is a total solutions provider for office supplies. From fresh fruits all the way to office furniture, you name it, they have it. With over 3,000 SKUs from 8 verticals, businesses of all sizes can purchase office supplies with just a click of a button.
So my name is Jonathan. I'm the CEO and co-founder of SupplyCart. And SupplyCart is basically an e-commerce platform for businesses, everything you need on one platform. And I'm more skewed towards managing whole of SupplyCart as well as the sales and marketing aspect of it.
So you started off in the medical goods industry. Can you tell us more about your career before you went into entrepreneurship?
Yeah, sure. So basically, I started my first career in a multinational, and I selected a multinational to work in, even though the position wasn't very favorable. I joined as a data entry clerk. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went into marketing and sales and marketing. I was the top performer regionally as well. And I was also the top performing sales in the company for 2 consecutive years. So I was really poised for a very good career in a company. And I was even Lean Six Sigma certified in that company as well. And it really gave me a very good exposure in terms of starting off my career in this multinational company. And it was a medical division as well that I was in. So I really had good colleagues, good bosses that gave me the opportunity to start my career.
So you were already on this career path that was pretty much set for you, and you were doing really well.
Yep.
And then you decided to jump into entrepreneurship in the same industry. Why and how did that happen?
Okay, so I think when I joined this multinational, I was the youngest person in the company. And the closest person was 12 years my senior.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my bosses has been there even longer before I was born. and that was a situation where it got me thinking, hey, I might not want to stay here forever. And why not explore something else?
Mm-hmm.
And during that period, I got interested in reading a lot of biographies, Branson, Jobs, Blue Ocean Strategy. I was reading a lot of business books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And mm-hmm. I think that whole thing that got me thinking about, hey, I'm still in my mid-20s now, and why not start something that can impact people's lives? Was it because like, everything that I do most of the time, I was looking in terms of how can I help make people's lives better? So in that sense, I decided to approach one of my national sales manager, who was my distributor's manager, and I said, hey, let's start a venture together. What say you? And then he said, okay, let's do it. So
This was your very first run with entrepreneurship, right?
Yes.
How was that like for you, the very first time?
Yes, it was really tough. I think to debunk the myth, actually, it's a very steep learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, even though I had prior knowledge to the industry, but managing your own business as compared to being in a multinational is very different from a people's perspective, from a structure and company. So multinationals have all the right structures and all the right controls in place. And starting on your own, you build it from ground zero. So basically, me and my partner, we had to do everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a very priceless experience for me. And then looking back, I think I wouldn't want to change anything of it.
How long did you do that for?
So I did my first medical business for 4 years.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you had an exit and decided to move into fruits industry.
Yes. Right? Yeah, so it's a totally 360 turn, right? Like why moved from a medical industry all the way to fruits, perishable?
Yeah.
So coming back would be, I think in my university days, I studied e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
But my first job had nothing to do with e-commerce. So after my exit, which was very fortunate for me to have this exit, I decided that, hey, what am I going to do next? So I have this little idea book that I always carry around with me, and that I will observe people, what pain or what kind of needs that people need. And so happened when I sold my medical company, I referred back to my book.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually had this section where I said, hey, why not sell fruits online or online groceries? And hence, I did my research And I approached my friend's brother, who was already in the fruit business, to sell him that concept.
Was this your co-founder?
Yes.
This
yes, he was.
This is Shang Rong, right?
Shang Rong, yes.
How do you know that when you met him, that he is the one?
Yep. I think starting a business and finding a right co-founder is really like getting married. So you have to start off with a courtship first and see whether he's okay or not, whether you two fit. I think the moment where I knew was sometime back when I was still running my medical business, I knew Shang Rong through my friend. So he's my friend's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Shang Rong was in a consulting line working for one of the big fours. And when he finishes work, I observed one day when I was at his house, he was loading baskets of fruits, weighing 60 kilos each basket onto his pickup truck. And I asked my friend, I said, hey, what's he doing? And he said, oh, he's trying to venture into his new business. And he's working now. So he just finished work in the Big Four. And nighttime, he's now going to sell the fruits, hustle himself at the night markets to hustle fruit stalls to say that, hey, why don't you buy my fruits, try my fruits? And I think at that moment in time, I made a mental note and said, hey, if I ever going to start a fruit company or a fruit thing, Sharon will definitely be the one. Of course, then, when I exited my medical company, he was still running the fruit business, and both of us were starting to make plans. Mm-hmm. So I think that couple of months, us working together, it really showed that we could work together, and he was committed. So at that point in time, I knew he was the one that I knew that, you know, we'll have this fit. So how I select my partners most of the time is they have to have complementary skills and not the same as mine, and they have to be an expert in the field that we are doing.
How was that courtship like between him and you? The courtship that led to the marriage of Fresh Cut.
Yeah, so I think the courtship part will be when we are actually making plans for the business. So we, in early 2014, we started making plans, but we officially started around mid-year only.
Okay.
So if you're talking about courtship, then it's about, okay, division of task, understanding what the values of the company, how we conduct business, and as much as we were trying to test each other out and see whether we were both committed or not. And I think it was just through a series of events of working together, and we realized that we really have very good fit and chemistry to work together. And hence, you get into the marriage. And that's where Fresh Cut officially started in mid-2014.
And Fresh Cut was gaining quite a bit of traction.
Yes.
And then you encountered a problem with the Fresh Cut model itself.
Yes.
Can you share how successful it was until it reached the problem and what was the challenge?
Yeah, I think the model was really great in the sense that the concept of us really selling online groceries and fruits online was good. We had a lot of customers coming to us and say, hey, this is a very new business model. It's fantastic, right? But whatever plans we made, I think what we didn't factor in would be in terms of when we are handling perishable goods, the warehousing and inventory of it can be really costly in terms of having a proper facility as well as logistics and fulfillment. The reason being is we can't just use normal courier. And that, at that time, third-party logistics wasn't really available yet.
This was back in
2014. And any logistics, if there was third party, is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So where we found that the model had problems would be the cost to maintain a warehouse, inventory, wastages, logistics for perishable items was really challenging. And that got us thinking in terms of how can we improve and how can we, you know, and it was really a tough time for us to sort of reset this model and think about it.
How did this result in the pivot from Fresh Cut to Supply Cut?
Okay, so not many people know this, but actually during Fresh Cut days, we actually already serviced businesses. Our very first client on Fresh Cut was actually an FMCG company, and we were juggling between consumer business as well as corporate business. And we already knew that there was demand for corporate business in terms of getting fruit subscriptions to their office as well as some pantry items. But we felt that at that time, while e-commerce consumer business must be very sexy. So I think the pivot came when we realized that we can't do both segments. We needed to focus. And of course, with more players coming in at that time into the consumer e-commerce space, we made a very bold move in terms of focusing in the other area. So it wasn't something new to us really. We were already doing the B2B business. It's just that our clients wanted more from us. Because handling B2B is really about the service and also the reliability. So with that, we expanded more verticals and we did a rebrand to call ourselves Supply Cut, which gave us more coverage in terms of what kind of product offerings and services we can give.
Can you tell us about the first proof of concept that you did for Supply Cut?
Okay. So coming back, there will be, I'll share with you the vision that we have in Supply Card first. Mm-hmm. So the vision that we have in Supply Card is we want to be the office brand for everything for the office. We would like to help businesses to manage the office more efficiently and effortlessly in order for them to do things that matter the most. So we aspire to use technology to help businesses and their people to create workplaces that are awesome, that are going to be work-happy places, and as well as it's going to be they don't have to worry and having a very convenient place to work. So that was the vision that we had. So with that, the proof of concept was really our corporate clients telling us that they really love the service and why not we handle more stuff other than fruits. Mm-hmm. So we devised in a way to improve our, change our model in terms of warehouse and logistics and everything to work with partners. And our partners are all the suppliers. They are all in the market for the different verticals. So we now cover close to about 9 verticals from fruits, pantry, office furniture, technology products, stationeries and more.
I assume a lot of companies already have existing vendors for all of these things. Mm-hmm. How do you persuade these companies to opt for your services instead?
So actually at the beginning, yeah, it was really difficult to speak to some of these traditional guys. Mm-hmm. And also the reason being because they've been around for like 30 years and 20, 30 years and that they already have the proper infrastructure in place and everything like that. And when we first went out to speak to them, we actually shared with them our vision, which I've shared, as well as sincerely looking towards to like everybody's moving to the digital space. And some of these guys, they're still not in the digital space. So how we could convince them was that when we were sincere enough and so many after so many meetings we met with them, they realized that actually we are really very sincere in becoming partners with them. And they now see us as their sales and marketing channel in the digital space while they support us from a warehouse and inventory and fulfillment side of it. So currently we have close to about 30 to 40 suppliers on board and more of them are coming on board. And we think that's a really good proof of concept that they are ready to move to the digital space.
More on Supply Card's verticals and Jonathan's journey as an Endeavour entrepreneur candidate. That's coming right up. Stay with us on Endeavour Hour on Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Endeavour Hour on Resource Centre. Today in the studio with me is Jonathan Oh, co-founder and CEO of Supply Card, a total solutions provider for all your office needs. Just before the break, we spoke to Jonathan about his entrepreneurial journey that brought him to where he is today. So you are, in a way, digitalizing how traditional vendors work. Can you tell us how they have accepted Supply Card as part of their sales platform?
Yep. So traditionally, suppliers already have proper processes in place, but how effective, how efficient they are, and how Supply Card came in to digitalize this is we are actually introducing them our technology in terms of a supplier dashboard and how can they be more efficient and save cost in their logistics, in how they are processing orders. So in that sense, we are working very closely with them and we are constantly trying to improve. So the better they get become, the better it is for us and the better it is for our clients as well. So our clients really see the value and that we're creating this whole ecosystem between corporates, us, as well as the suppliers.
You mentioned just now that it's no longer just fruits and or stationeries that you're providing now and you've got 8-9 verticals that you provide. What are these verticals that you provide and how does it affect your growth?
Yeah, so as mentioned earlier, we have 9 verticals. How we selected these verticals is actually really dependent on the company's reoccurring usage of these products and services. So we only choose products and services that the companies can use on a reoccurring process. And how does that help with our growth is actually really, on a long-term basis, it actually becomes a sort of a subscription model where companies can look to Supply Card as their partner in terms of making sure the office is well stocked, everything is all in place. We help them with budgeting, we help them with monitoring their usage, we help them with reports and everything. So they really don't have to worry about all this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that has contributed to the growth of all these verticals. So any new potential verticals that are coming on board, for example, like corporate gifting and all this kind of stuff, it's really we understanding our corporate clients' needs. And that definitely these are the areas that they need help most with.
So all these verticals put together makes you look like the one-stop center for a company who who needs this supply, so they don't have to go to many different suppliers at the same time. Mm. As a total solutions provider for these office supplies and their needs, where do you see SupplyCard in 5 and in 10 years' time?
Yeah, so I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I had a crystal ball for about 5 to 10 years, but I think coming back to the vision and our whole team in SupplyCard, we really believe in becoming that office brand for all offices, and that everything they need all on one platform, and at the same time creating work happy places. And I think with that vision in mind, that's the driving factor for us in terms of where SupplyCard will be in the 5 to 10 years. So we want to sort of share this, what we do, one office at a time. Of course, start with Malaysia, mm-hmm. but overall, I think regionally will be a possible place for us to go as well.
You're currently an Endeavour Entrepreneur candidate. Can you tell us about the selection process so far? How did you first hear about this organisation?
Okay, so I think my first encounter with Endeavour was when I first started FreshCard back in 2014. I attended a tech event and I met somebody from Endeavour. His name was Anand. And I was trying to understand the business model of Endeavour. And initially, I thought that they were a venture capitalist organization. Mm-hmm. But after hearing more from them in terms of what they do, in terms of mentoring and creating high-impact entrepreneurs, that totally blew me away in terms of like, wow, you're not really doing it for profit, but you're really doing it in terms of contributing to the entrepreneur community as well. So I would say that then that was my first initial contact with Endeavour. And what made us go with the selection process was really we kept in touch. So it's not just an overnight thing. So we kept in touch with Endeavour, and once a while, they would touch base with us and see how we're doing and invite us to events. And I would like to share something in terms of that their advice to us actually was quite pivotal in terms of us moving towards where SupplyCard is. Was actually through a meeting with Anand from Endeavour, mm-hmm. and also one of the candidates at that time, Cheng from iMoney. And he was going through the selection process. We met up and we discussed. And after that discussion, me sharing our model, they actually made a comment and said that looks like our strength in FreshCard is actually towards the business side of things and not the consumer side. So why not focus into just one area? And that was a couple of years back when they made that comment. And looking back now, wow, that comment really, where we are now, we are SupplyCard. So us beginning this selection process was really... we felt that it was the right timing now to just, you know, go on seriously and be committed to this selection process.
This is not your first run in becoming an entrepreneur. Before this, you had your medical company, then the fruits business. Yeah. What makes SupplyCard different?
Okay, I think what prompted us to really go with Endeavour at this point in time was we reached to a point where we realized that having mentors who are in the who are even entrepreneurs themselves, mm-hmm. who are even business owners or very high level executives, we found the great need now to sort of for us to progress further in my own personal journey as well as the company's journey. We needed to have people with experience, and their insights and their many years of experience would allow us to learn from them and avoid any pitfalls that they have encountered themselves. And some of them were very transparent in sharing them with us. So even though I had experience in my previous companies, I think I realized that such a great need of having mentors in when we do business. If I had mentors back then, I think it would be a very different story right now.
You are currently working on advice that you've received from these mentors, and you mentioned that they helped you look into bringing your business to a more B2B market. Why do you see mentorship as important to entrepreneurs?
So why I think mentorship is important for entrepreneurs is I believe in this phrase where iron sharpens iron, where when we are with like-minded people and when we're being mentored, we grow as a person as well. And at the same time, I think I would like to debunk a myth that sometimes people say that entrepreneurship is a very lonely journey and I'm going through it alone. I think Endeavor has debunked that myth in terms of providing a huge network of entrepreneurs who have gone through so much stuff, and that a lot of entrepreneurs can really learn from them and from one another. So I believe in that in any entrepreneur's journey, having mentors and having people like Endeavor, it's a very important journey for the business.
Yep. Do you have any advice for entrepreneurs who are inspired now to look into entering the Endeavor selection process?
Yeah, I would definitely say that think through in terms of the readiness of the business, whether they're ready to go, to be committed, actually, and that be patient. It's because the Endeavor selection process is, it takes time. And being committed in the sense of really thinking through whether they are willing to pay it forward, whether they have an open mind to receive advice. Like for us, we were able to meet four prominent mentors, and on a day-to-day basis, we wouldn't have been able to meet them if it wasn't for Endeavor. One of it was Malik from BFM. Mm-hmm. We had Sanjith, who is Google's regional head. We had CIMB Gurdip, and we had Joel Neo as well as one as our mentors during the selection process. So I think this network is really important and is really valuable and priceless. So definitely would encourage, actually every entrepreneur should have this opportunity with Endeavor.
What is the best part about being surrounded by these experienced mentors and these people?
Yeah, so I think the best part about it is really some of the advices that they've given based on their experiences. In one area, I think we had a long discussion with Sajif from Google. He gave us a comment like, why are you doing corporate catering? It's totally out of what you guys are doing. Or like, you know, it was during those times that we were able to convince him and speak to him and say, hey, this is what we are doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some very good advice came from Joel Neo in terms of creating something really impactful to us until today through that meeting that Endeavor has organized. And he asked us this. He said, how do you create this no-brainer situation where businesses would just, without a heartbeat hesitation, that they'll use your service? So all these kind of advisors, and it has really, really, you know, even though a short period of time with them, it has really impacted us tremendously.
So we wish you good luck for the rest of your selection process.
Thank you.
If people want to know more about SupplyCard, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so just visit us on www.supplycard.my and just have a chat with us and see how we can help you at your office.
I've been speaking to Endeavor candidate Jonathan Oh, co-founder and CEO of SupplyCard, your one-stop shop for office supplies delivering right to your doorstep. Endeavor is a global organization that selects, mentors and accelerates high-impact entrepreneurs from 30 countries around the world. Endeavor Malaysia currently supports 18 entrepreneurs from 13 companies in Malaysia. Visit endeavormalaysia.org, that's endeavormalaysia.org for more information. My name is Majidah Hashim and this has been Endeavor Hour on Resource Centre BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.